Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
It is 7:40 here on WRHI's Palmetto Morning. 70 degrees. I'm Chris Miller.
I'm Ashley Watts.
You can find us FM 100.1, AM 1340. Also, you can see us, CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live and YouTube. It is the day after Election Day in the state of South Carolina. 25% of registered voters cast their ballots. The big news is you have a runoff in the Republican nomination for governor of the state of South Carolina between Pamela Avette and Alan Wilson. That's our lieutenant governor and attorney general. Also, we'll have a runoff for the Republican nomination for attorney general between Stephen Goldfinch and also David Stumbo will be on the ballot as well. So in 2 weeks, Republicans will head back to the polls. The Democratic nomination, we know state legislator Jermaine Johnson will face off against the Republican nominee for governor. So Jermaine Johnson, as he's safe for now, he can sit back and enjoy the bickering between Alan Wilson and Pamela Avette, which I'm sure is going to heat up over the next couple weeks.
He's probably taking a deep breath. he's going to watch what happens.
I'm good. I can sit back and do my thing and let them go at it. We have two individuals with us now who need no introduction. And they came in, of course, our good friend Michelle Schaefer and Regis Williams from Max Abilities. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Regis, I really love the shirt.
Oh, thank you.
You got the shirt, and we've been talking about your Max Abilities shirt. It looks new. Did you just get it?
Yeah, it's new.
Okay, good. Bounce Out the Stigma basketball camp, Michelle, coming up pretty soon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're very excited. This is our 11th year hosting our Bounce Out the Stigma basketball camp. And that is a national program that is run by a character named Mighty Mike Simmel out of New Jersey. And it was his brainchild. He had a seizure condition when he was a kid, and he loved basketball, but he couldn't really participate in youth sports camps the way he wanted to because of a health condition. And as we know, that is something that's always a consideration in sports camps is, you know, do kids have pre-existing conditions or health issues that might make that something that is risky or dangerous? So with that said, when he got out of college, he started his own basketball program for kids who might have challenges in participating fully in your typical summer sports camps. And so we were excited to go and see that 11 years ago, and we decided we wanted to participate. So this is funded through the York County Disabilities Foundation, who, you know, is very active here in our community,
yes.
Miracle Park, fundraising, all of those things. And we have partnered over the years. It was kind of organic in the beginning with the Winthrop men's basketball team. And so now the camp is hosted June 15th through the 18th at Winthrop Coliseum. The men's basketball team provide, you know, additional support, and they meet with the kids, and they sign a lot of basketballs and answer a lot of questions, and it's just become the highlight of our summer at Max Abilities for the last 11 years. The kids love it. Gives us something to do that's a little bit different than the norm, and the kids, you know, just have a blast.
Regis, I'll ask you this. What does the day look like for the campers?
Well, it is great for them. They come in, and usually they start off, and they play around. They get to meet the staff. And like she said, 11 years we've been doing it, so most of them know us. And it's a good hugging session, and then they're ready. They're on 10 when they first get in. So they're very happy to be there, and they sit down. We have a little fun. Setting up groups, but the thing that I love that they love is they're ready for something new every year, mm-hmm. and they get something new every year. They're consistently what are we doing this year? Aww. So it's always something new, something them to gravitate to. And of course, like I said, they always look for those continued staff to come through and see them. But they're very happy kids, and it's good seeing them when you see them there. But if you see them out in the community, coach. So it's always a good thing. So, yeah.
So it's like the highlight of, their summer. I love that. Yes. And how many students do you have or people do you have participate?
We have 30 campers.
Oh, wow. That's a big group.
Yeah. We used to
have
more.
I know what 30 campers sounds like.
We used to have more.
Yeah,
30 is where we're at. Mm-hmm. And we usually fill that out yearly, no question. So, yeah.
So you're one of the coaches?
I'm one of the coaches.
What is your, you have always been a basketball person? Is that, you play sport? Not,
that's the obvious thing. I coach Little League football, so basketball isn't my, but it is now.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it has helped me grow, and my son enjoys it, and he actually participated last year, came in and did a little thing. So he enjoys it, and so yeah, I'm typically a basketball coach, or yeah, I can say that.
One of the coaches now started off as a camper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love
and
that.
As he got older, because it is for kids.
Sure,
and as he got older, he went to college, and now he comes in and he takes a week off of work every year to come in and just participate and give back, which I think is a phenomenal.
Yeah, he takes
thing.
Wow, he takes that's a week of his vacation.
Yeah.
Week of his vacation. Not only that, now he's actually transferring to Winthrop to help try to be I guess a manager with the team. So it's like a full circle moment if that happens for him. So.
Michelle, you mentioned Winthrop's men's basketball team playing a big part. How did they get involved? Is this something you guys approached them years ago, or they just say, hey, we want to get help you guys with this?
Ashley, you'll know, as a nonprofit person, we do a lot of begging for things, help, free. We want you to do all this work, and we want you to do it at the cost of nothing.
Absolutely.
And just feeling good about yourself. Right. And so we reached out to the team the first year.
Okay, so 11 years ago.
And they were intrigued, and so they said, sure. You know, they've always been a team that says yes. Mm-hmm. And so they came out for a day. And then over the years, it just started to build. And I told Mitchell Hill, you know, Coach Hill, you know, he was young in his career. So he's just kind of ridden the wave with us. And, you know, he, you know, reaches out to us like, hey, we're getting ready to go. Anything we need to do? They've just been phenomenal. And again, it just took camp from having a Mike is a character, and he's a lot of fun. But it just took it to that next level so that these kids can go to games all year long and see the people that they've met, and you know, the team and the coaches just take the time to make them feel like they're professional sports, you know, folks. And you just can't beat that social.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's great. Impact. You talk about 11 years. I mean, that's coaching change. I guess when you guys first started, Pat Kelsey was the head coach.
He was.
And you know, now Coach Prosser's the head coach, and it's great to see that Coach Prosser's continued to have support like the way, you know, not to say, okay, well, you know, Coach Kelsey, no, you want to continue to do it, which is great.
Well, and Coach Prosser was with Coach Kelsey in the beginning,
at the time,
and he actually has an interesting story. He knew Mike from another activity, and so when he heard it, he's like, oh, yeah, that's a great guy. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So I really, we just couldn't have a better setup, and just the support has been heartwarming.
And I think key to what the title is, bounce out the stigma. One of the best ways to counteract stigma is to develop relationships. And that's what your kids are doing with the students at Winthrop and through that experience. And they're fostering, they're changing opinions, you know, they're changing hearts and beliefs. And that is going to last the rest of their life. And it shows, because 11 years, when people call you to do an event, you know you've touched the heartstrings. You filled up somebody's cup there.
How can folks help out? If someone hears this and obviously you've already got it filled, you've got the 30 campers. How can someone say, hey, I heard this, I'd like to help out? How can they do that?
Well, they can reach out to the York County Disabilities Foundation. You can go to the Max Abilities website, maxabilities.org, and all the information on how you can donate financially if you want to help support it, because it is something that we do a fundraiser in October. Our Savor the Flavors event is money that's raised in that event. Funds the camp in the springs. So they could do that. If you want to volunteer, they could reach out to our offices, 803-628-5999, And we'll be happy to talk with them about how they might be able to help. We do have volunteers that come from local businesses, and you know, it's just a fun way to spend a morning.
Absolutely.
And speaking of Savor the Flavors, you've got a date for that, right?
October 8th.
Put it down. October, that's 1 week before my birthday.
There we are.
All right.
There you go. And that's actually our good friend Matt Hire's birthday, if you know Matt Hire. That's his, I know that because he has a birthday week 1 week before me.
Well, there exactly. We go. You'll just have to come and everybody will come celebrate birthdays.
Celebrate his birthday out there. Of course, we've been talking with Regis Williams and Michelle Schaefer from our friends at Max Abilities. Again, the date for the Bounce Out the Stigma basketball camp.
It's June 15th through 18th at Winthrop Coliseum.
So, and what times during the day is it?
It's 9:30 to 1.
Okay, 9:30 to 1. Okay. Well, great. Thank you guys so much. It is 7:50 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.